I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For many Central American immigrants, the journey north to the United States involves a long and dangerous ride aboard a freight train in Mexico. That's the subject of a recent book called The Beast by Salvadoran writer Oscar Martinez. Daniel Alarcón, with our partners at Radio Ambulante, spoke with Martinez recently, and Daniel filled me in about him.
Oscar works for El Faro, which is one of the most respected online news outlets in Central America. And as a Salvadoran, I think he in particular was interested in the migration patterns that are happening and in that journey that many of his countrymen are taking north through Mexico. And I think he started coming across these stories and felt that someone had to tell them. The title in Spanish, I think, is pretty amazing. It's a little bit different from the English title. And I think it really gets to the heart of what this project was about. In Spanish, it was called Los Inmigrantes Que No Importan, the migrants that don't matter.
And in English, it's just called The Beast. Does that refer to what a lot of these migrants call the train?
Yeah, the train is called La Bestia because it is a kind of a savage, animalistic journey through kind of a forgotten part of Mexico, a lawless part of Mexico, places where there is no control and the law, it doesn't exist.
And Martinez has taken this train, and I want you to tell us what that actually means, to get on La Bestia.
Well, from talking with Oscar about it, I mean, it's exactly what the name implies. It's savage, it's dangerous. You're putting your life in God's hands when you step on that train. It's a cargo train, so the migrants run alongside and jump on. You know, there's no protection for them, and they're going through areas where they're being preyed upon by the authorities themselves or by different criminal bands, including the Zetas, you know, who deserve their pretty infamous reputation.
Yeah, and so given those life-threatening hazards, what did Oscar tell you about what motivates people to get on this train and go on this journey?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I really loved about the book. You know, there's none of that romanticism of, oh, the journey northward and, oh, looking for a better life. You know, they're fleeing extreme poverty or extreme violence. And as Oscar Martinez told me, they just have to do it.
The Beast, it's like a chess game. If you make a bad movement, the consequences can be very rough. For example, there is a lot of people who lose legs and arms or the life on the train. There is a lot of dark scenes. When you see the reaction here, it's like if you are talking about Mars, something like that. It's like something so far, and it's not so far. Just in Los Angeles, there is 2 million of Salvadorian people. 2 million in one country that only lives 7 million of Salvadorian. I mean, mostly the half of my country live here in one city, in Los Angeles. For me, it's very shocking. I mean, it's people who is part of your life. And that people, a lot of that people, live across the hell before being here. For me, it's shocking.
Salvadoran writer Oscar Martinez speaking with Daniel Alarcón and our partners at Radio Ambulante.